The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Want to create a new garden without breaking your back removing the sod? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I'm going to tell you about a fantastic technique called sheet composting, or it's also known as lasagna gardening. Now, as the name implies, you can imagine you're creating layers. And the beauty of this is once your bed is created, you pretty much just allow it to set and you don't have to do anything until the whole process is finished. The downside of it is it does take some time. So you want to plan ahead, and if you're putting in a garden, say in the early spring, know that you're not going to be able to plant really in it until later in the summer for the early fall harvest. Now, creating a lasagna or a sheet composting garden is really, really easy. You don't have to take up the sod, which is a huge blessing to any of us who've removed a lot of sod in our lives because we know what it's like. So you just pick your area in the yard and trim down the grass a little bit. If there's any really nasty weeds like bindweed or thistle, you want to get rid of those somehow. So whether you're digging them out or spritzing them or hitting them with vinegar, that type of thing, try to eliminate those. Because even though this method really smothers out 99% of the weeds, I would say, some of those tenacious buggers will ruin the day. So once you have your area picked out and the weeds, the nasties, eliminated, take half a dozen sheets of newspaper and spread them over that area. You want it nice and thick down there. Once that's done, spritz it with a little bit of water, grab the hose, and you know, you're just kind of keeping it in place and getting the process going. So after you wet it down a little bit, you want to add an inch of a high nitrogen compound, so manure. Manure is a really good way to go. So if you have rabbit manure, chicken manure, things like that, as I always say with manures, watch your manure source, that you're not choosing manure that is filled with herbicides, say from a weed seed-free hay that's fed to the animal. So be careful with your manure, but it's a really good first layer in this process. Once you have your inch layer of manure down, then you need an inch of carbon materials. Now, when you're thinking carbon, think brown or gray. You can use the newspaper, shredded newspaper. That works just fine. And just wanted to let people know that most newspapers anymore are using a soy ink. So it is a natural ink, which isn't as nasty as some of the prior choices. So you can use shredded newspaper. You can use straw. You could use leaves, that type of thing. So think brown, grayish for your carbons. So you'll have an inch of manure, inch of carbon, then you need an inch of nitrogen. So this can mean kitchen scraps, which includes coffee grounds and eggshells and, you know, all sorts of good things in there. Keep the meats out, keep the dairy out. Also, from my own experience, I don't throw citrus in the compost pile because it takes forever to break down because of those natural preserving oils in it. So eliminate the citrus. You can also use weeds as long as they haven't gone to seed. So if you're doing one in the early spring and they're nice, those easy green ones, throw those babies in too. So after an inch of the nitrogen, you just keep layering. And you layer up until the pile is 18 inches tall to 3 feet. The higher the better you can go, because it really, really is going to cook down and it's going to shrink to an easy half its size. So once you reach your top layer, you're going to want to make sure that is a carbon layer. So whether it's straw, you know, compost, your little, if you have some things like that, that's good. So you want that carbon on the top to keep the process going down from there. Now, a lot of people like to cover it. I sure do, because if we didn't cover something like this here in Great Falls, it would all blow away. A lot of people in the country can use burlap, which is fantastic. It keeps everything nice and tidy in place and allows moisture in. If you're in a place where you're getting a lot of rain and a lot of moisture and it's just waterlogging the pile, which would just, it slows down the process, you can take some black plastic and pull that over as well. And I know in some areas, like in our area too, a lot of people do use the black plastic, especially in the earlier parts of the season, just to warm up the process a little bit more. So once you have your pile built and it's covered, Just stand back and let it do its magic. Now, it's going to take a while. It's for some areas of the country, it may only be 4 months. But plan on 6 months. If you plan on 6 months, it'll be ready. So just let it do its thing. Once that time period has passed, you can pull that blanket off and just plant right in it. It's just absolutely beautiful. Very little effort. And you're going to be very, very happy with the nutrient level in the garden and also the texture in the garden. So, like I said, if you want to create a garden this year, you're dreading pulling out that sod, try the sheet composting. It's a great way to utilize materials that I'm sure are coming off of your property and from your home already, and you're going to be just absolutely delighted with the results.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.